It's the end of the line. What a great song. Bobby, a big Traveling Wilburys guy?
No.
Ron?
It's a good song, though.
Never heard of the Traveling Wilburys.
You heard of the members, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, George Harrison.
I've heard of those guys.
And the one guy never quite fit in, did he? Who was the other guy in there? He wasn't them, let's put it that way. Roy Orbison was. Then there was a fifth guy who wasn't, Ron. A fifth wheel, you might say. Anyway, it is the end of the line. Great selection there, Folsy. It's the end of the Trubisky line, or it would appear to be. And wow, well, we have a lot to talk about.
We got to hear it one time.
What's that?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
No, Ron.
We got to hear it one time.
We have a special treat for you today.
Yes, we do.
We're holding off on that. We have an addition to the trains.
Oh, I guess.
Just for you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we can't hear the old one.
All right.
The special version of the old one.
Which one?
Because it's so apropos.
Hold on. Let me,
come on, Maddie.
Let me cancel this song here. I didn't expect to go to the Trubisky train this early. Here we go.
It's the Trubisky train.
Oh, that's the perfect one. Now, Joe, you agree 100% that it was Bob's idea to sign him first, right?
Well, now we're shifting blame.
Bob's lead.
It was not a bad idea at the time. If you operate under the premise that they have a great defense, they're trying to get their run game with a number one pick in the backfield, they address the offensive line, albeit not enough, and you think that an experienced quarterback can handle that situation, why wouldn't you do it? And by the way, they did it before they drafted Kenny Pickett. They had no idea at 20.
Well, he's very defensive on that, isn't he?
No, for a guy who came up with the idea, you'd think he'd have a better defense.
Now you're going to throw it back at me.
Horrible idea, Bob. Absolutely horrible idea. How are you two today before we get rolling?
I'm doing great.
You appear to be feisty.
I'm feisty. I'm ready to play golf at 2:30.
He's letting it all
18 holes at 2:30.
Where are you playing today?
Hickory Heights.
You're going to run out of daylight.
Hopefully with Zeiss, he's got to cancel some appointments.
If he shows up.
Not going to run out of daylight. Did they change the clocks?
I saw how slow you play. You're very methodical.
What?
That's one thing
I'm the fastest player around, Bob. You put that out there, it'll cost me golfing opportunities. Take that back.
No, I was kidding.
I know. Folsy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I mean, you and I worked on a special project for Ron, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And I think he's going to like it, isn't he?
I'm very excited to show it off.
As am I. Well, let's keep it simple today. We saw the dawn of a new era, as Ron wrote about in the Post-Gazette. There's no doubt that, I think there's no doubt, that we witnessed that yesterday. So to me, gentlemen, there's two simple questions. One, do you agree with the timing? And two, is there, let's start with two first. Is there any chance, put a percent on it, that Mike Tomlin goes back to Trubisky? Ron?
Well, I don't think much of a chance. I mean,
starting in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I know. Dulac seems to think that he wouldn't be shocked if he does go back to Trubisky. I would be pretty surprised. I don't think there's much of a percentage. I think now once that he made the move, was it deserved? Was the timing right? I think he had to. They had only scored 6 points in the first half yesterday, even though I don't blame Trubisky hardly at all for that. He had an interception that absolutely clanged off of Deontay Johnson's hands. He's got to catch that. He had a pretty big gain down the field. Who was it to? Pickens. They had another guy down the field. They had a false start penalty. They were so penalized in the first half. I thought Trubisky actually played pretty well. But they're losing at home to the Jets 10-6. It should have been to 10-3 if not for that stupid roughing the passer penalty that their guy got that gave Boswell a chance to make a 59-yard field goal. Losing at home, 6 points again. I think he had to make the change, even though I don't think Trubisky was playing poorly.
To add to what you're saying, Ron, it was also the Deontay Johnson 1 inch out of the bounds in the back of the end zone. If that play happens, I don't know if he makes that deal. But the offense, again, my contention with this is you had 10 days to prepare for this. It was the Jets. I looked at it as a must win. If I'm them, you got to win that game given what's coming up. And they look flat again, generally flat in the first half of a game. They didn't score a touchdown again in the first quarter for, what is it now, 13 straight games?
13 in a row.
I mean, they talk about coming out strong. They talk about coming out and we're going to – no, it never happens that way.
So you agree with the timing? You would have done it?
I sensed it as it was going. It was building in that direction, and I think he was going to make it. I think he would have liked to have not made it until the bye week if you're going to do this. But to your answer, your question, I saw a lot of people on ESPN last night say that they would be surprised if Pickett would start against Buffalo because of Buffalo.
But just to be clear, you agree with the move? You would have made the same move?
Yes, and once it's done, it's done. I'm not going back. He's playing the rest of the year unless he's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I would have agreed with it a week ago, too. It actually finally seemed curious that a guy that he handed the job to with no competition many, many months ago, he would remove at a point where he – what did Mitch Trubisky do differently yesterday than he hasn't been doing all season?
I thought he played better.
You did? Than Cleveland?
Than he did, yeah. The first half, that ball clanged off of Deontay Johnson's hand.
Well, yeah, it got tipped at the line.
And the throw to Deontay Johnson was a great throw in the back of the end zone.
And everything else. I mean, I thought he was a little better than he was in Cleveland. Not great by any stretch, because the bottom line is scoring points.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't great overall. It wasn't really for me about what he did yesterday. It just seemed very curious for Tomlin to suddenly give up his conviction when he did. But I would have made the move a week and a half ago. I would have made it going into the Cleveland game. Bottom line is Mitch Trubisky's 31st in the league in passer rating. He's completing less than 50% of his passes, even though he rarely takes chances, which is horrendous. And maybe more importantly than just raw numbers is there's nothing happening with the guy.
Yeah,
there's no there. With Mitch Trubisky, nothing. The most emotion, Folsy pointed this out before the show, the most emotion I've seen from the guy since he got here was after the game yesterday when he was ticked off. There's nothing happening with the guy. And I don't know if it's because they put the straitjacket on him. Maybe they did in Chicago too. I've maintained maybe coaches have ruined this guy. Whatever the case, there's just nothing happening. There just isn't. We can pick out a throw that should have gone this way or that way. He's just not very good.
No, and to me, it's a feel for the game, something that you watch and you said, you have a feel for this game. There were times, and I saw the one play that resulted in a sack where there was a gaping hole. All he has to do is step up to avoid the pressure, and he didn't. He went around the other and kind of ran himself into a sack. That's what I'm talking about with the feel. One thing I'll say about Pickett, and we saw this in the preseason too, was his ability to make quick and decisive decisions. I mean, he goes right after it. The throw to Freiermuth was as good a throw as any quarterback could make, given the fact that someone was bearing down on him, and he knew
300-pound.
He knew
Williams
he was going to get just absolutely steamrolled, and he still threw it.
I thought that was his best play.
Best
too.
Play, yeah.
So that's it for Trubisky. Then you say Dulac thinks maybe. I was thinking about this.
It's a tough place to play.
I wrote that I would be stunned, but the more I think about it, Tomlin has surprised us before. I guess I wouldn't be totally stunned, but I put about a 10% chance on it. I mean, he's got to read the
stunned
room.
Stunned isn't the right word. Surprised, I would be surprised. Wouldn't be stunned.
I've reached a point in my life where nothing stuns me. Antonio Brown in a swimming pool in New York, that doesn't stun me. Nothing stuns me anymore.
That was close.
He's got some issues, doesn't he?
Does he?
I'm just guessing.
So when I see quotes like Deontay Johnson, when Pickett came in, we were just more efficient. You could see the energy. He played with swag that makes us want to play for him. Cam Sutton saying something similar. He's a guy who's been getting better controlling that room, controlling that offense. I just got the feeling that the vibe is different with Pickett, and that Tomlin, I think one of his strengths is reading the vibe around his team. That's why he went with Duck. He thought that his players would rally more around Duck than they would a deadbeat like Rudolph. And the same with Trubisky, quite frankly.
I don't know if I call him a deadbeat, but
there's nothing happening there, Ron. Do you see any emotion with him?
With Mason?
Or Trubisky?
No, I agree.
Just nothing happening.
And the crowd really was into it. They think it was the second series. They were already starting the Kenny chants. They were fired up over that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would be too if I hadn't seen an offensive touchdown in, what is it, 13 quarters now?
13 games in the first half.
Yeah, 13 first quarters.
First quarters, yeah.
But again, given the fact they make that a high priority, come out strong and get points and get rolling, it just doesn't happen, which is, you know, goes back to preparation and coaching, I would think.
I think it would be an unbelievable letdown to go back to Trubisky.
Yeah, I understand what lies ahead in Buffalo. But so be it. Any of these quarterbacks who gets in there, the young guys, man, they've had some ups and downs. They've thrown picks. They've, you know, even yesterday.
Oh, two of the pitches had his ups and downs.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it's going to happen. So once you make the deal, you make the deal. Now, there's a part of them that may say, well, you know what? They're 2-2's first place. We're 1-3 or one game out. We're gonna do what's best for the team, and the best for the team is to go with the experienced quarterback who's been through it. Well, Kenny Pickett's been through big times, and every time he's on that stage, he looks like he belongs on that stage. So I'm not going to change now, and I'm not going to change ever until he gets injured, or hopefully no injury, but if he does, then I make a change.
Yeah, I mean, the point really is he might as well be in there to grow with his guys, his young
point,
receivers, his team.
Deontay, you know, also said this is a rebuilding year, which I'm sure did not go over well with Mike Tomlin.
I was going to get to that. We might as well do that right now.
I'm sorry, but you mentioned Deontay. Yeah. That was also part of what he
Bob
said.
Bob always likes to try to
he
jump ahead.
He likes to jump ahead. He's constantly jumping ahead to big topics.
You mentioned Deontay.
No, that's good. Rebuilding. So we have that quote. First, so let me throw out the number. At 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Do you think the timing was right? Do you think that's it for Trubisky? Any chance they go back? And we'll talk, well, I mean, there's so many topics here. What's realistic for Pickett moving forward? And are they, in fact, rebuilding? Let's hear from Deontay.
Everybody want to win. I mean, obviously, it's a rebuilding year. I'm not going to use that as an excuse. It don't matter who's at quarterback or whoever's in at any position. It's our job to get it done and win games for the Steelers. For us in general, so that's what we got to do.
You agree with that, Ron?
I'll bet Coach Tomlin doesn't like hearing that, does he?
A rebuild, the R word, which is outlawed at Steelers headquarters.
It is.
Is he right?
Yeah, I think he is. Especially now with you going to the rookie quarterback. You know, we saw, you know, some great plays yesterday, and we saw a couple really horrendous mistakes, and that's going to happen. I mean, I could see them being 4-11 going into the Christmas Eve game, something like that. I absolutely could. Especially with this schedule, I think it is a rebuilding year.
But here's the thing that is very interesting to me. We talked a lot about how this offense would change. Nothing's really changed. The offense seems to be very similar to what it was last year. And the difference was in late in games, you had, you know, Ben Roethlisberger willing and able to take over a game and make plays, even though he wasn't, you know, as mobile as he was early in his career. Point is, what have you seen differently? Have you seen anything different with the offense?
Yeah, these last two games, absolutely.
What?
More design rollouts, Pickett running more, things like that, using your quarterback's mobility.
He should use his legs more. They both should. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, it's not like Matt Canada is going to revolutionize the way the NFL teams run offense, but absolutely, the last 2 weeks, tons of rollouts, more under center, more play action. Yes, I do see.
No, I don't. I see some.
You don't see more play action?
I saw a lot more yesterday, Bob.
My point is, it looks very similar to last year.
And well, I the results seen much, have looked similar to last year.
Well, hey,
I mean, again,
that
we had
business,
what, the second
say,
or third
results.
Series on third and
so
eight.
Reap.
Najee gets it for 4 yards. I mean, they've mastered that throw behind the sticks play.
Oh, my God, yes. At least Pickett will take chances down the field. We'll grade his performance in a bit. But rebuilding? It's a funny word because I think there's a difference between they're just not very good and rebuilding.
That's true.
It's absolutely not a designed rebuild.
They're not tanking.
No, they're not rebuilding. They're basically built. They have the highest paid defense in all of football. They put $70 million into their offensive line, and they drafted a quarterback in the first round. That's not a rebuild to me. That's not rebuild. Built, and let's see if we can win. But they might not be very good, and therefore, if you want to define that, is you have no choice. You're in a rebuild, whether you like it or not, I guess. But what does that mean? What are they rebuilding?
Well, I think they're trying to make a transition to a rookie quarterback now, and that, by definition, to me, is something of a rebuild. You're right about the defense. I mean, I don't think management and Tomlin look at it as a rebuild. But that doesn't mean I can't when you're making the transition to a rookie quarterback.
I mean, New England went to the playoffs with a pretty middling rookie quarterback last year.
But they have, you know, I mean, so many issues that need to be taken care of that even go beyond this, which we'll get into later. But I mean,
then your argument should be that they should really rebuild.
It's stunning to me that Kendrick Green, who was designated as last year's starting center, hasn't been able to play. And he was last year's starting center. Now he can't even get on the field.
Doesn't get a helmet.
They've had all sorts of problems with motion penalties, illegal, downfield guys, all these different things they stress about not taking these penalties, and yet they continue to happen. So, you know, I guess from that, that's what I'm referring to is what I see last year, I see a lot of this year. Same kind of stuff. And I thought it would be cleaned up or different.
Do you consider it a rebuild?
Well, I think anytime, you know, they don't want it to be a rebuild, but sometimes, you know, you have to look at it. They don't look at it that way, and I didn't either to start. I'm sure you guys would agree. Just because their defense, under the premise that this defense is going to be as good as you thought it could be, with better line play, with some playmakers, and by the way, we should get to that. The playmakers haven't exactly done playmaking in a large degree. You thought the run game would get, and they could figure out how that would be their identity. I haven't seen an identity. I don't know what their identity is. And four games into it, you should have one by now.
You would think. 412-928-9370. We'll talk also about how Pickett actually played. Him going in now to face Josh Allen and Tom Brady in his first two games. Ben's first start was against a horrendous Wani team.
In a hurricane.
Who was the, in a hurricane against a horrendous Wani team with a good team around him. Who was the quarterback for Miami that day?
I'd have to look. I don't remember.
You're going back to 2000.
Just remember he threw his first touchdown pass to Hines inside the pylon.
Yeah, yep. I remember that. Who was Miami's quarterback? That's a good question.
It's a good trivia question, isn't it? So Pickett doesn't have those advantages of going against what would turn out to be, a two-win Miami team? He's going against maybe the best team in football, maybe the best quarterback, certainly one of a handful.
You know what? If you believe in him, let's see what happens.
Well, here's the other thing. I think he gives him a better chance to win than Trubisky. I think he's better than Trubisky right now. So I'm not sure I'm yet ready to buy 1-7 or 4-11. I want to see this guy when he actually has a chance to prepare for a game. What happens? I think he gives him a better chance. It couldn't be a worse chance. They never score touchdowns. Maybe they'll never score touchdowns still. But it couldn't hardly be worse than it's been.
That Dolphins team, by the way, had a combination of A.J. Feely and Jay Fiedler as the quarterbacks.
Fiedler on the roof.
And Fiedler on the roof.
Feeling.
And they
feeling
were.
Good.
What did they finish?
4-12.
4-12.
Not exactly Josh Allen and the Bills.
No. So, thoughts on Pickett giving them a better chance to win, and it couldn't get worse. Could it?
I don't know that it can get much worse. I'm not guaranteeing that's going to get a lot better, though. There's still the same play calls, still the wide receivers who have been, to me, you know, ever since Todd Haley described them as sloppy, sure looks like they are to me. The line got beat up a couple times yesterday. I saw clips of who was it? Daniels being just tossed aside like
Dotson
a rag.
Too.
Dotson
like
a
rag
day.
Dog. Jukes. I mean, I just don't know that it's going to be any better.
This is part of the problem.
I don't think it can be much worse.
Drafting not as
I don't
well
think
as
it can
they
go
should
much
be
worse,
and developing those guys with the coaching staff. The coaching
staff
is supposed to bring out the best of them.
Right. I don't want to give Mike Tomlin the benefit of a, quote, rebuild. He absolutely did not go into this season intending to rebuild.
I think he'd tell you now he isn't rebuilding.
That's why I think
they've poured money into the offensive line. They have the most expensive defense in football. He's got a first-rounder, plus he had a free agent that he thought he could win with. So what I don't want to hear is an excuse for Mike Tomlin because it's a, quote, rebuilding year. In his mind, in his design, in their design, it wasn't.
And it's his team.
They may have one forced upon. It will be one thing if it was obviously a rebuild and they basically came out and said so. They're trying to win.
Yeah, they are.
They're always trying to win.
And I like that quality, but I also, you can miscalculate what you have and how you're doing it. But again, the premise being that defense was good enough to make, you know, be their best defense in the last 10 years, whatever the case, with a run game that should be more productive than it's been.
Yeah.
And a pass game that should benefit by the run game, and none of it's happened. At least not on a consistent basis.